Hello, good evening.
Hey.
Yes, sir. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to complete a survey, sir? Your opinion is so important to us.
Sure, no problem.
Oh, thank you, sir. My first question to you would be, sir, we would like to know, would you say your home is a single family home, a town home, an apartment, condominium, or a manufactured or mobile home?
Single family.
Okay, no problem. And moving on, sir, would you say you own or rent your home?
Home.
Own. All right. And what year was your home built, sir?
I believe 56.
Oh, great. Moving on. We would like to know as well, sir, is have any upgrade modifications been made to your property? Like, for example, roofing upgrades, impact windows, draining upgrades, structural upgrades, or no upgrades?
No upgrade.
No upgrade. All right. And moving on quickly, sir. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida? How many years?
25.
25. All right. And have you or any adult in your household experienced like a tropical storm, a hurricane one, category two, category three, category
Yeah.
four, category five? Which one, sir? Tell me.
Category four, I think it was
Category four?
the
Do you remember the name
yeah.
and the year?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay, sir, not a problem. And moving on quickly, have you or any adult in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Would you say yes or no?
No.
No, no problem. And moving on, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazard? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat more vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Not too vulnerable. All right. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare, sir? Like, would you put up hurricane shutters, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company?
Shutters.
I'm sorry?
Shutters. I will put up the shutters.
Oh, no problem. Shutters. All right. And moving on quickly, we would like to know as well, sir. Well, my other question to you would be is, bear with me. Okay. And when would you begin to prepare for your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, which is within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, that means it should be expected within 36 hours. Or you feel your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours.
Within a few hours.
Within a few hours, no problem. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Do you feel very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Okay. And I want you to tell me your top three sources of information, sir. For example, would you say internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp?
I would say friends and family.
Friends and family?
That's my top source. I read a lot of information on social media, but I usually don't pay too much attention to that.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Well, you did say friends and family, a little of social media. Anything else? Oh, we had internet sources, radio, TV, newspaper, WhatsApp, or do you have a different source?
Internet sources.
Okay, no problem. Moving on quickly, sir. On a scale from a one, on a scale from, thank you so far for your responses. On a scale from a one to five, with one being least prepared and five being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Five.
Five. No problem. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm? For example, cost of housing, cost of food and other essentials, property taxes, transportation costs, cost of childcare, cost of insurance, loss of income or employment. Any of those have impacted?
No, so far no.
Okay, no problem. Moving on quickly, sir. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
None.
None? No problem. All right.
Yeah.
And when would you evacuate, sir? Would you say, would you evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued, meaning possible within 48 hours, or if a hurricane warning is issued, meaning expected within 36 hours, or if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials ordered you to evacuate, any of those?
If I'm ordered to evacuate.
Oh, okay. And if you needed to evacuate, sir, where would you go? Would you say to a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state as far as possible to another state, or you would not leave under any circumstance?
I would say hotel. That's what we've done all the time.
Hotel, no problem. Let me write that down.
Yeah.
All right, and moving on quickly, sir, we would like to know as well, how many vehicles are available in the household?
Two.
All right, and moving on, sir. Well, what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy, sir?
I believe it's $500.
$500, no problem. Okay.
Yes.
And moving on, sir, how confident are you that you could come up with $500 for unexpected hurricane damage? Do you feel you're certain you could come up with it? You probably could come up with it. You probably could not come up with it. Oh, you're certain you could come up with it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sir. Moving on. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year, sir? Would you say it has decreased, increased, or stayed the same?
In the last year, increase.
Increase. Would you say it increased 1 to 10% or over 10%?
No, 1 to 10. 1 to 10%.
1 to 10, no problem. All right.
Yeah.
And what about the last 1 to 3 years? Would you say it has increased, decreased, or remained the same?
Increase.
Increase? Would you say increased 1 to 10%
yeah.
or over 10%?
There was a big increase, I believe it was 2 years ago, and I believe it was more than 10%, so I'm going to say more.
No problem. What about the last 3 to 5 years? Do you feel your home insurance rate has increased, decreased, or remained the same?
In the last 5 years?
Uh-huh, in the last 3 to 5 years.
I mean, if we count this latest increase, it has increased.
Oh, okay. Would you say it has increased 1 to 10%,
yeah.
over 10%?
Over 10%.
Okay. And in the last 5 to 10 years, would you say it has increased, decreased, or stayed the same?
It stayed about the same.
Okay. No problem.
There were minor increases, but, yeah, very minor. So.
Oh, all right. As a result of this increase, sir, what actions did you take? Did you say you changed insurance provider, or you increased the amount of deductible, or you decreased coverage? Or you just continued paying?
Continue paying.
All right. Moving on quickly, sir. Thank you for your responses. If you could insure your property... Okay, we're almost done. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? Would you say 100%? Or 80 to less than 100? Or 60 to less than 80?
100%.
100%. Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. Well, which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you say moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, or moving to another state, or you would not move from your home?
I would not move.
Would not move, okay. And in recent years, sir, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies.
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Would you say yes, no, or have you already dropped
guaranteed. It? Guaranteed, 100%.
Yes, you said yes, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, sir, and if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Would you say federal government, state government, local government, or you feel government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
Government should not be involved.
Oh, okay, moving on quickly, sir. We would like to know as well, on a scale of a 1 to 5, sir, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced from a 1 to a 5? Keep in mind, 5 is the highest confidence.
It's 3.
That's 3. What about that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk from a 1 to a 5? How confident are you?
Sorry, can you repeat that one?
That local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk from a 1 to a 5?
I would say a 4.
No problem. Yeah. And that new development takes into account hurricane wind risk from a 1 to a 5. How confident are you?
With that one, I'm a 5.
Okay. And that new development takes into account flood risk. How confident are you?
I'll say a 5 as well.
And that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss. How confident are you?
A 4.
A 4. Okay, moving on quickly. Yeah. Thank you for your responses. Well, I just want to ask you these questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, or do you think your property or finances will be affected? Did you say yes or no?
I mean, yes, I would say yes.
Okay, do you feel it's going to be happening and you will be affected, or do you feel it's going to be happening but you're not sure if you'll be affected? Or you feel it's happening, but you will not be affected?
It's happening, I might be affected.
Okay. And would you consider selling your home in the private market as part of a government buyout program, or neither, sir?
No. Neither.
Okay. Moving on quickly. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives, sir? Do you feel they should increase income taxes, increase property taxes, or increase both income and property taxes?
I would say property taxes.
Okay. And moving on, sir, most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, meaning under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Would you say extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Mildly concerned.
Would you say slightly, not at all, somewhat, moderately, or extremely concerned?
Slightly.
Oh, okay. Moving on, sir. When you purchase your home, which characteristics were most important? You could choose up to 3. I have neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fee, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other families, proximity to job. Any of those?
Yeah, proximity to family, neighborhood, and there was another one there, walkability.
Okay, no problem. And moving on quickly, sir, how long do you plan on living in your current address? Would you say less than a year, between 1 to 3 years? 3 to 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 10 to 20 years, or over 20 years?
I would say over 20 years.
Okay. And these last questions, sir, can you tell me your age? Would you say you're 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or over 65?
35 to 64.
All right. And I need to ask this question. What is your gender, male or female?
Male.
All right. Moving on quickly, sir. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
4.
All right. Are under 12 years old. How many are under 12 years old?
2.
Okay. Anybody over 65?
No.
Okay. And your marital status, would you say you're single, married, or living with a partner, widowed,
married,
divorced? Okay. And moving on quickly, what is the highest grade of education you have completed or an adult member of your household has completed?
Master's.
Great. All right. And are you of Hispanic Latino descent?
Yes, Hispanic.
What racial groups do you identify yourself with?
What are the options?
sorry. I have white, Caucasian, black, African American, Asian, Native American, or would you say other?
White, I guess.
No problem. And what language is most often spoken in your home, sir?
English.
Okay. And tell me, which is the income range for your household? Would you say under $20,000, $20,000 to $30,000, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or over 100?
Both combined, over 100.
Over 100, no problem. All right. Well, that concludes the survey, sir. Thank you so much for your responses. Your answers were so helpful to me, sir. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day.
Perfect.
Thank you.
All righty. No problem. Have a good one.
Thank you.